Good morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok, on a post-July 4th holiday. I hope you and, of course, our listeners had a good holiday, Alan.
Yeah, you bet. Fireworks, everything else. Extraordinary the way Americans celebrate the 4th of July. What many of them didn't realize, David, was that the 5th of July was a work day. So
yes.
If, like the Shartoks, you went to see James Taylor at Tanglewood on the 4th, you knew when you woke up the next morning it was going to be a regular work day, or you should have known anyway. So we're all propping our eyelids open with toothpicks right now.
I propose that employers give the day after the 4th off.
Well, yeah, that's the way it is. What could be?
Well, and we're seeing now, we mentioned it last week, I heard it this morning on the BBC, but Juno has officially entered Jupiter's orbit, looking through the clouds at the radiation there. Is this kind of science something that can benefit us back here with our feet on the Earth?
Well, hopefully, David. You know, I got into a lot of trouble the last time I said that we expended more than $1 billion on this piece of science in this case. And people beat me up and said, don't you understand what the implications are for humankind, mankind? And the answer is no, I don't. And I'm sure that they're there. On the other hand, I think of what $1 billion could do in our schools and, you know, other places. But maybe that's just a naive viewpoint. Ladies and gentlemen, hold your letters.
The presidential campaign, Hillary Clinton turning to powerful advocates, chief among them, President Barack Obama, to vouch for the Democratic candidate shadowed by an FBI investigation on the brink of her presidential nomination.
Well, David, this is serious. If only, even if nothing was done that was incorrect, it's serious because there's a perception out there that something may have been gaffluey. And that is why we're looking at this as being a very important test for her. There was a major article in the August newspapers yesterday saying this was now, this is conversation with her and her lawyers and her lawyers' friends and others who went in for the FBI 3.5-hour conversation was the end of the investigation. Well, that may be hopeful thinking, either by the Times or by others. One would only hope that she has done nothing wrong and therefore that she can get on with this campaign. Because right now, no matter what anybody says, the polls are confounding. They are showing a very, very close race.
Did Donald Trump do something wrong when he tweeted? He's doubled down on his defense of a tweet widely panned Allen as anti-Semitic in a press release, ripping Hillary Clinton for her, quote, ridiculous and false accusation in the process.
Well, it was a Jewish star in this piece. Trump has a way, of, as everybody knows, of having water go off the duck's back. Basically, there was an article saying that his son-in-law, who is an Orthodox Jewish man, gives lie to the fact that this was anti-Semitic. Well, yes and no. You know, he tweeted it and said this is the evil press, basically, up to their old tricks of trying to discredit him. And I don't think that he has the American press on his side for the most part. So, you know, one has to look at this piece of anti-Semitic, which is clearly, in my mind, anti-Semitic literature, and decide whether or not he knew what he was doing or his people knew what they were doing.
Let's run down to New York City for a minute. I see that Governor Andrew Cuomo, Allen, has received a higher approval rating than Mayor Bill de Blasio. And across the state, despite woes for both politicians, this is a Siena poll. What do you make of that?
Well, obviously, people are having trouble with both of these guys. It's not a question of who's higher or who's lower. It's a real issue of whether or not these guys are unpopular in their own right. And de Blasio has not been helping himself in New York for a number of reasons, and there are a number of investigations apparently going on about the way he raised money for his campaign. And also, there's a sense by New Yorkers that this is a difficult job and that he's not doing it well. So, you know, New Yorkers are perceptual. They have to decide whether or not what they are seeing is effective. De Blasio was regarded when he came in as a progressive, in quotes, mayor. He soon realized that crime and public safety was number one on many New Yorkers' minds. He decided he was going to get more affordable housing. He hasn't really been able to deliver in the way that he wanted to. And there's always a sort of tension between the haves and have-nots. And the higher you are in the economic scale, the more likely you are to be a voter.